Thank you for listening to WTZQ Radio. This morning's Party Hospital UNC Healthcare monthly interview topic is immunizations for the whole family. Our guest in the studio today, Dr. Latif Cannon, a family medicine physician at Party Family Medicine Associates. Dr. Cannon, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. All right, so let's talk immunizations. And of course, right here at the beginning of school time certainly is a time to think about that. So why is the start of a new school year a good time to check in with your physician specifically about vaccinations?
First off, as a parent of two, it's hard to keep everything, keep track of everything. So I really rely on having some set stages of the year to just check in with our doc, make sure that we're up to date with our family. I think that's a pretty similar experience for a lot of families. The other is school is exposure.
Yeah.
Kids are coming back from vacation, potentially all around the country, even all around the world. And a lot of the things that we're addressing with vaccines may not be a pertinent issue in this part of the world, but can be issues in other parts of the world.
Well, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about vaccinations and why why are vaccines so important?
So there's a lot you can read about vaccines. Vaccines are ways that we can prevent children and adults from getting severe illnesses that may have pertinent repercussions. If I feel like as a provider, the best thing I can relate is the heartbreaking experience of treating sick kids in the hospital. There's a virus called respiratory syncytial virus, RSV virus, that every year we do not have a vaccine for. Every year we see young kiddos under one come down with this, and the halls of the hospital are filled up with this virus. And when you've had to manage a sick kiddo, man, you want to do everything you can to prevent other kiddos from being sick. And when we have vaccines that can prevent other severe illnesses, man, it's just so important.
Well, that leads really to the next question. And certainly we see it, and we're hearing about it on the news right now today about parents who are concerned about the safety of vaccines and vaccinations. So what would you say to somebody like that?
Sure. At a blunt level, there is a remarkable amount of data that really confirms the safety of vaccines. They are studied thoroughly before they are released. They are followed very closely after they are released. And I really think the data there speaks for itself. Parents may have more specific concerns, and I think it's worth talking to your doctor about those concerns. Beyond that, the diseases that we're preventing all have significant risks and potential complications that by and far outweigh any risks that might be associated with vaccines.
So let's talk about some of the vaccines that are available now.
Yeah,
give us an example of some of those.
It's a pretty long list.
Sure.
I'm thankful we've added some stuff recently to the list. Chickenpox. I got chickenpox as a kid.
You probably got chickenpox as a kid.
We now vaccinate. It wasn't the chickenpox in a healthy young kid that we were worried about. It's actually it showing up later in life,
right,
and causing significant illness, or getting caught by a really young kiddo that can cause significant illness. I'll move on down the list. Diphtheria, Haemophilus influenza, hepatitis viruses, the flu or influenza, measles, mumps, pertussis, polio, pneumococcus, rotavirus, rubella, tetanus. That's a pretty thorough list.
Well, it is. But so often when we think about vaccinations, and especially when we think about school kids, and you're using the term kiddos, we think about the kiddos.
Uh-huh.
What about teenagers? What about older kids? What type of vaccinations are available or need to be thought about for them?
Sure. Probably first off, sometime in the teen years, it's just good to kind of make sure you're circling back and are up to date on anything that should have been received earlier in life. Beyond that, probably the most important is a tetanus booster. Tetanus is a pretty nasty bacteria that creates a toxin that can make you pretty sick. HPV is a virus. The HPV vaccine is one of our only anti-cancer vaccines. That's the virus that causes cervical cancer. And then meningococcal vaccine, that's against meningitis, pretty significant illness.
All right, now what about me? I'm a full-grown boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an adult. So, well, some people will say. So what about me? What do I need to be thinking of from a vaccination standpoint?
Sure. That really will depend by age and your kind of chronic medical conditions, if you have any. To go through the list, pertussis, if you're having a newborn, if you're going to be around a newborn or young kiddos, mothers get that every pregnancy. Other folks who will be around infants get that every few years. Chickenpox, if you've never had chickenpox. Shingles, if you've had the chickenpox but are old enough to be prevented. There's an excellent vaccine. It's about a 90% risk reduction or incidence reduction. So that's really good. And shingles can be nasty.
Yes, they can.
Hepatitis, again, if that hasn't been received earlier in life, the HPV vaccine in your kind of early to mid-20s, you can catch up on that if that was missed. Measles, mumps, rubella. If you're traveling to an endemic region, you should talk with your doctor if you need to kind of consider a booster for that.
Okay.
Meningitis, tetanus, that's an every 10 year. That one's easy to forget about.
Yes.
That's probably the most common one that I'm checking in with folks. And then pneumonia, there's a few chronic medical conditions that warrant getting that earlier in life, but everybody at 65 or older should get that one as well.
Okay. Last question. Let's talk about the flu shot. There are people who thoroughly believe in it. They get it every year, and there are people who don't. What's important to think about regarding a flu shot?
So the flu is going to come.
Yeah.
Some people are going to get the flu. Some people aren't. I really relate the flu to a car accident. Did you get in a car wreck this last year?
No.
How about the year before?
No.
Do you still wear your seatbelt?
I sure do.
car accidents, you can get in a fender bender and you can get in a wreck. The flu is very similar. You can kind of be a little sick with the flu. You can land in the hospital with the flu, and people die of the flu every year. So I recommend wearing your seatbelt, getting the flu vaccine.
That's a really great way of putting it. I hadn't heard it that way.
Cool.
So the bottom line is we need to be checking with our doctor and talking with our doctors about all this, whether it's our family doctor and all of us or whether it's just you personally.
Yeah,
correct?
Bring your questions and your doctor should be willing to talk through this with you.
Fantastic. We've been talking with Dr. Latif Cannon, family medicine physician at Pardee Family Medicine Associates. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you'd like to know more about family medicine and a family medicine provider near you, visit www.pardeehospital.org.